together. I try to think about Shakespeare, leap year, the Beatles on the Rolling Stones. I try to think about hairdos, tattoos, sushi bars and saxophones. I try to think about the talk show, new clothes, but I guess I should have known. I just can't concentrate. You're all I think about these days. You're all I think about these days.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More signals from Israel that its war with Hamas could be on the verge of escalating. ABC's M. Nguyen has details.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
The wars continue to fuel protests on American college campuses. Over the weekend, police cleared an encampment at the University of Southern California. At the University of Virginia, more than 20 people were arrested. Heavy rains and flooding in the Houston area now blamed for one death. A four-year-old boy died after he was swept from a car. Heavy storms and possible tornadoes a concern today in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. And the third week of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins today. Prosecutors have not indicated their next witness. Trump has pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News. The parents of one of the teens caught on video dumping garbage from a boat off Boca Raton, Florida last week are now apologizing. Two of the teens surrendered to police. Still on track for the first manned flight tonight for Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new world record in France where bakers baked a baguette longer than a football field. It took a special oven to bake the 461-foot bread. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Some faculty at UW-Madison are planning a walkout today. Pro-Palestinian protesters made that announcement at the encampment on Library Mall Friday night. Also on Friday, UW-Madison's College Republicans, upset with the protesters breaking the law with their encampment, held their own counter-protest. Classes are scheduled to resume in the Mount Horeb School District today following last week's school shooting incident. Investigators say the weapon a 14-year-old student brought to the middle school last Wednesday was a pellet gun. After officers told him to put down the gun, but he refused, police shot and killed him. And the Biden campaign is coming back to Wisconsin. President Joe Biden will be in Racine on Wednesday. He'll deliver remarks and attend a campaign event. This is the president's fourth trip to Wisconsin this year. It follows Donald Trump's campaign rally in Waukesha last week. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
DQ presents how to officially start your summer. Step one, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step two, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step three, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. 'Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love wasn't just a game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what
horses and all wearing jeans. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas wind. Till I looked upon those Houston faces. Spent Hollywood nights up in Beverly Hills, but they weren't nothing like one night down in Brownsville. I'm a country plowboy, not an urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas wind. Fair judge of the opposite sex, and I ain't seen nothing that will touch them yet. They may be from Waco or out in Lampasas, but one thing about it, they all come from Texas. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas way. That soft Texas drawl, and I love them all, Texas women.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before,
I said hello, hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you,
I'm in love with Mary
I
Lou,
Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you,
I'm in love with Mary Lou,
I knew Mary Lou
that
we'd never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
I said hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you,
I'm in love with Mary Lou,
I knew Mary Lou,
that we
never part, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart, so hello Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Statler Brothers, hello Mary Lou, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikin. Temperatures low to mid 40s this morning. Coming up this hour, we'll have that ag weather forecast in our newsmaker segment, talking with some folks from the United Soybean Board about some of the new projects they have going on. We'll find out more about that in our newsmaker segment. Congratulations to our new Allison Dareland, Haley Heinzel. She was chosen on Saturday up in Door County. Now, she will take over on July 8th. And the 77th Allison Dareland. By the way, the location for the 78th Allison Dareland Finals has also been announced, and that will be next year in Crawford County. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, you have a look at last week's U.S. dairy export data for the month of March.
I do, and this one was exciting. Total cheese exports were a little more than 110 million pounds. That's an all-time record. At best, the record that was set in June 2022. Mexico took more product. South Korea took more on a year-over-year basis, as did Japan. So big number. However, what makes this interesting is that U.S. dairy exports were actually down on a year-over-year basis in March. March 2024 was the smallest March total since 2020. The reason dairy exports were down in March is driven by dry whey, non-fat dry milk, and lower shipments of lactose. So record cheese exports, but other commodities were much weaker, driving the complex.
Where do you see it going from here?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we've been pretty competitive on cheese, so we may continue to see decent cheese exports. Powder really seems to be languishing. The chatter in the market just continues to be. There's not a lot of demand out there. We've kind of seen that in the markets. If you look at the non-fat dry milk market, really since the start of January 2023, so over a year ago, prices have traded in a pretty tight 20 to 25 cent band. Not a lot of movement on this, just not great international demand.
The American Dairy Products Institute held its annual meeting last week in Chicago. You were there. What did you learn?
Yes, I was in Chicago. It was another great meeting. A lot of chatter just around what's going on in the butter market. Why is it as high as it is? It has everyone mystified. Talked more on cheese prices. We're finally seeing a rally there, and things are coming off of those lows that we set earlier in 2024. It seems like international demand is playing a big part in that, and then just the tighter supplies as processors have made less cheese in 2024 thus far compared to 2023. Talk of highly pathogenic avian influenza as well. We discussed that while the virus has been found in milk, that additional USDA testing that showed the virus is inactivated by pasteurization. And I know even late last week, there was some news around the testing of ground beef as well, which also shows that that's totally safe to eat. U.S. dairy and beef remain healthy, good things to eat. Drink pasteurized milk, cook your beef, and you'll be in good shape.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Star Bar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the issue of possible compensation to dairy operations hit by the bird flu is a complex one, as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
Should dairy producers whose cows have gotten avian influenza be compensated for the loss of milk production from those cows, and if so, by how much? Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told visiting farm broadcasters those indeed are hard questions to answer given the fairly small loss of milk production that we've seen. But
I think what is of greater interest to us is there a residual impact and effect that is long-standing?
The cows seem to recover from the virus, but does their milk production recover, or does it remain 10 to 20% below normal? Obviously,
over the life of that cow, that's an issue.
But to make sure it's a real issue, it's actually happening, producers would need to share their records with USDA.
So it's important for us to be able to get with farmers, to be able to get the information that would allow us to make an informed decision about whether or not an indemnification program makes sense.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news, will we see a new farm bill this year?
That's a good question, and I think you've probably heard a bunch of different answers.
Mike Stranz of the National Farmers Union on Capitol Hill, where he's seeing some progress being made, along with Joe Gilson of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
It has to be done in a bipartisan way, and we have to have a bipartisan vote at the committee level in order to have the bill see floor time in the summer months.
The current one-year farm bill extension expires on September 30th. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be. All my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. can. Oh, but you know me better than that. Ready to go. That evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Finn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, on the fiddle played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Skaggs and Uncle Penn here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning, 45 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets were steady across the board. June at 1921, July 1926, August 1929, September also at 1929. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels steady at 188, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 179. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 307.5. 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 1/4 to 113. Two trades. Dry whey up a half to 39.5, 10 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are called higher. Hogs are called steady today. The cattle complex closed last week with June live cattle and nearby feeder cattle lower due to some profit taking. Hog futures couldn't also not hold their head above water as well, ending a dismal second half of the week. Now, cash cattle did trade higher, with the southern cattle gaining $2, northern cattle gaining $1, and that did help to support many of the contracts. Again, that could help to provide some support later today, especially in cattle markets. June live cattle opens the day at 176.67, August 174.57, October at 178.05, May feeder cattle open at 243.30, August 254.75, September 255.77. May hogs open at 92.42, June 98.95, July 102.85. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. Now, there's good rains in portions of the corn and soybean belt that is helping the planted crop. There is causing some planting delays, but the trade believes that the rain is more beneficial than harmful. Meanwhile, good rains as well in the HRW wheat belts also helping to pressure the markets. May corn this morning steady at 447. July down 1.25 to 459. September down 1.5 to 467.75. New crop down 2 to 480.75. May beans down 4.75 to 1197. July down 1.25 to 1213.75. August down 2.25 to 1213.25. New crop down 2.75 to 1198.25. Meanwhile, July soybean meal down 60 cents to 371.60, while July soybean oil up 44 cents to 43.52. Chicago wheat, July down 8.75 to 613.75. September down 8.5 to 634.5. Minneapolis wheat, May steady at 708.25. July now down 13.25 to 701.25. Energy markets are higher this morning. June crude oil up 79 cents to 78.90. July up 74 cents to 78.50. Meanwhile, June and July gas both up a cent. June at 256. July 253. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant, cash corn 408, June 411, July 414, new crop 428. Cash beans 1140, June 1145, July 1145, new crop 1116. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 431.25, June 425.25, July 428.25, and new crop 432.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 420, June 430, new crop 433. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and June corn 407, new crop 427, cash beans 1130, June 1133, new crop 1136. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 420, new crop 428, cash beans 1122, new crop 1116. Red Wing Grains cash corn 440, June and July 441, new crop 432, cash beans 1185, June 1190, July 1191, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 407, new crop 427, cash beans 1132, June 1137, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 160 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 136 to 165, market cows 90 to 129, bulls 119 to 155, calves 230 to 920, beef steers 130 to 322, Holstein steers 137 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 122 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Should she do what she dares? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying. Just get away. Oh, something for herself for a change. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should she do what she dares? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. But she'd do it the same as she did back then. Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there?
Well, I ain't afraid of dying, it's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea, don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin, just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Thank you.
But I don't want to go tonight. Help my boots up with sand. Put a stiff drink in my hand. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
I'm Brian Winnikins from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. Thank you to our Washington Watch sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Annabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, Osteoplastic, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And I am with Mac Marshall. He is with the United Soybean Board. He's the Vice President of Market Intelligence. And we're going to talk about some of the things the United Soybean Board is doing. Now, if you heard our interview with NASA, you probably heard that we had talked about NASA working with farmers to potentially learn how to grow things in space. Well, believe it or not, that's exactly what the United Soybean Board is doing with a project in Hawaii. Mac, tell us, growing soybeans on a volcano or in volcanic ash? Okay, we don't do that in Western Wisconsin.
No, but it's truly testament to the innovative approach that I think really permeates through the soybean industry, really starting with our farmers. Our farmers innovate on farm to implement sustainable practices, to make sure that the land that they're shepherding and growing their crops on that touch all of us in a number of ways, that those are going to be able to exist in years to come. But, you know, that also requires, I think, a lot of diversified research, and that's one of the things that USB and the United Soybean Board helps to do, is we help advance research in and around soy, not just production side research and thinking about what can grow on farm and what can grow in what conditions and how do you better harness tools to further improve what you're able to produce as a farmer in your field, but also innovations further downstream. So when we think about the potential of soy and its versatility as a crop, not just in use, but also in places it can grow. One of the things that I hear from farmers, I think every summer, the last couple of years, there have been drought pressure in various parts of the country. And, you know, when I do a panel at the end of the summer, when we're getting to harvest, the number of times I said, you know, it was looking rough earlier, but soybeans are so versatile and so hardy and able to get through it. So when you see research like that about, hey, can we grow soybeans on Mars? It's not a pipe dream. Before we were recording, you were mentioning the NASA interview and, some of the, stacking of innovation that happens over time, where some of the prototypes that they were working with maybe in the 60s or 70s are still carrying forward today and serving as, maybe the scaffolding or backbone for, future space exploration and research. See, I love that because that's a stacking and tiering and chaining of innovation, and it's no different for soy. I'll give you an example. Back in the 90s, so when you crush soybeans, you get 80% meal, 20% oil. So the value of the soybean has historically been driven on the meal side. In the 90s, we had established markets for meal, primarily animal agriculture. Today, nearly 97% of the soybean meal we produce domestically, or that we consume domestically, rather, goes into animal agriculture. So that's an established market there. We also had an established market for soybean oil in food applications. But oil was really an afterthought by the market. And so you enter in some very forward-thinking farmers in the 90s who said, you know what, I think there might be something here with biodiesel and using soybean oil to produce it. Investment in that, checkoff investment in that, the establishment of the National Biodiesel Board, that all helped build and grow a biodiesel market and a real industry in the United States. Now, where we are with the push for decarbonization being led by the state of California, there's this wave of investment around renewable diesel fuel. You're seeing all these uncommon players across food and agriculture coming together to help catalyze and bring forth the promise of a drop-in fuel that can be a one-to-one replacement for petroleum-based diesel. This is an innovation that is absolutely shaping the market right now, playing a critical role in how soy, is, I think, being processed and consumed, and its role, in not just in the marketplace, but in the economy. That all is an innovation stack and build upon that discovery in the 90s. And what I love about it is it sets the groundwork for future swells of innovation. When we think about the places that soy can be utilized, I'm talking about replacing petroleum diesel. Well, what other things are made of petroleum where you can have a soy-based application for it? We have soy-based tires coming out of Goodyear. We have Skechers shoes through that partnership with Goodyear. We've got bar and chain oil using soybean oil produced by DeWalt. just a couple examples of those innovations where once upon a time you needed to go to extractive energy to produce it. Now you can do it through renewable energy, and that renewable source being soybeans and soybean oil coming every single year. So the future, plastics replacement. I have a bit of a brain fart when I was packing the other day and forgot to bring soy straws with me, but we have biodegradable soy straws, and they don't biodegrade in your drink while you're trying to drink from it either. So I consider that a win. And these are things like I've worked in ag for a while in public sector and private sector and now at the checkoff. But it wasn't until I got embedded in the checkoff and USB, meeting our farmers, understanding the innovations and the investments that happen that occur to make those innovations happen, that I even got to see the tip of the iceberg of what soy can do.
I know one of the things that I've heard about as well, you mentioned the Skechers, the tires, interiors of cars, yep. Roads. Now, right now in Pepin County, we're totally redoing Highway 10. They're doing all that construction. But that's something else down the road where that new asphalt is going to be coming from soybeans, potentially.
I'm glad you brought this one up because I really love that soy can play a role in advancing and improving transportation infrastructure, because that winds up being a virtuous cycle. If you can have greater longevity of roads through using, you know, a soy-based asphalt or stabilizer, then that means you're helping the American economy, you're helping the American taxpayer, because you're not having to refresh that as often. You're not having to conduct maintenance on it as often if you can extend the life of the roads there. And just as critically, what's one of the things that really matters for the price that a farmer pays? Farmers aren't necessarily getting the price on the Chicago Board of Trade. They're getting that with a difference in transportation costs that shows up as basis. If we have reliable transportation that can help connect farmers to markets, and this is one of the things that USB invests in, is infrastructure and connectivity to help connect farmers to markets. That's a positive return, I think, for farmers and for, you know, the greater ecosystem here. So seeing the investment, you know, to shore up roads, it's just, again, kind of a beautiful virtuous circle as I see it.
A lot of stuff happening as well with the United Soybean Board. That's Mac Marshall with the United Soybean Board, Vice President of Market Intelligence from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Look for another breezy day today ahead of another storm system in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have gusts anywhere up to 25 to 30 miles an hour. Now, showers and thunderstorms will begin to move into the region as well later on tonight and into tomorrow. We could see up to another inch of precipitation. Plenty of sunshine today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 26 to 31%, southeast winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing. Lows 51 to 56, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, southeast winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35, 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, highs 63 to 68, relative humidities at 59 to 64%, southeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. We'll see 3/4 to an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
If disaster struck your farm today, do you have an emergency plan in place? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to prepare for the worst as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Disasters such as severe weather, fires, and floods can strike your farm at any time. How well you are prepared and able to handle the situation can make a difference in emergency response and recovery. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says a good emergency preparedness plan starts by creating a map of your farm site and labeling it, so first responders have an idea of what's where.
The things that we want to label it with are